The parish over here of Kiseitzit is a lot of different mitzvahs, a lot of different yonim. There's one kemat towards the end, is an inyan that seems to be striking in its humra that you don't find any other place. And that is Lo Bikischa Evan Vevin Goyloktana. A person is not allowed to have two middos in his possession. Big one and a small one. You can't have measuring cups. So the lechura, this halacha is, this din is a subdivision of the dinei gzeila. Gzeila comes with a lot of different eschoys. The Gemara says in the Gemara in the beginning of Eizen Eshech Darshins, different psukim, what do I need for ribis, for gzela, for sagas kvul. There are different variations in gzela, which each one has its own specific love. So if somebody has different avonim, he's obviously going to be stealing from people. So b'meila, this is another type of stealing. But if you take a look in it, it's much different than that. First of all, Rashi says, what is it milevcha beischa eifa veifa gdoilo ktana? So the pashto pshat, if a person would learn it, it means you're not allowed to have, let's say, a kilo weight and a half a kilo weight. So Rashi says it's impossible. So Rashi says, gdoilo kishimakcheshes as a ktana. It's only if the gdoilo is makchesh de ktana. Shalo yenoitel begdoilo machse begtana. In other words, you can't pass off two weights as one weight. You can't take a weight of two almost kilo weights, one a little bit more, one a little bit less. And when you take schayer, use the smaller one. When you give it, use the bigger one. L'chur, that's obvious. I mean, does that have a meaning that a person can't have a scale with different denominations? That a person can't have a gram weight and a kilo weight and a meter ruler and a half a meter ruler? I mean, it's pashut, you can. So what's the Havamina in Rashi that you couldn't have those either? And then there's a Kamash Malon that it's Dafke if it's Mekheshes. So Lechura, the Pshat seems to be that the reason given is because Mekheshes Suasu. So it's also a very interesting Lashon that they contradict each other. And we'll see, try to understand a little bit what the inyan of that is. Secondly, Chazal over Darshin, the Smichas HaParshis. How come this parasha is next to Amalek? So Chazal say a very, the Yalkut Shemayni says over here, a marshal. The Yalkut Shemayni says somebody was accused of murder, and when the king tried to imprison him, he couldn't find any other prisoners in the jail of such a similar avera. So he said, let's keep him separately, or let's keep him isolated until we find somebody else as bad as that. And when another murderer came, then he was put in together with that murderer. And that's the lashon that Yalkut Shemayni uses, a roitzeach. So the same thing here also, we couldn't figure out where to put Amalek. Amalek doesn't have any shaychus with all the other people that are over here. As soon as it says the parasha of Mishkoilus Midois, so now we found another Eitzeach, we put them together. I mean, it's a Dovah Tema Admoid. There are Averis, the whole parasha of Kiseitze is full of different Averis. You have here Averis that are Chayiv Misa. You have somebody, an HS Ish that's Mizana, is also over here. And yet he couldn't find anybody. That's the only place he finds Mishkolos. And the lashon that the Chazal uses, Yalkut Shemayni, the Chazal the Yalkut Shemayni brings, the fact that he calls him Roitzeach means both of them strike at an Ikka Nekuda. In Ben Alma Chaveira, there's no worse Aveira than Ritzicha, because Ritzicha is something that goes at the deepest Nekuda of Ben Alma Chaveira. So here also, you're talking about an Inyan that goes to the deepest Nekuda of Hashchasa. I understand by Amalek. Amalek, the whole mitzvah of Amalek is that he's that it strikes at the very sheirish of Kfira, like it says that he was bedafka, he went bedafka against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh is makin HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his merit by and so on and so forth. But in Mishkoilus and Midas, I mean, fine, he stole a little bit, and it's not a great thing to do. But where is there something that you could possibly compare to Amalek? I mean, it's very far. Rashi says it brings a chazal, different lashon chazal, where as an oynish for midas and mishkoilus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a oyev. Say that's a whole series of inyanim like that. It says in Aveir Shmita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings pulmusin against Kaisol by various of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that. That's something that we could understand. But the mashal that the Yalkut Shemini uses is we couldn't find an Oyev Aveira of the caliber of Amalek. There's no place to put Amalek in Parashat Kiseitse because there's none of the Aveiras that Shtal Zechtzu. Mishkoilus and Midas Shtal Zechtzu. Sachakol Mishkoilus and Midas are an Inyan of Agzela, which is an Oynesh. It's a Lav at best. It's a Michayev Mamani, not Michayev Malkus on it because it's Nitin Lashava, and that's that. The Gemara also darshes its Chumrah from Arayas. The Gemara says that it's more chamak doyle oinshon shamidas me Arayas. That Arayas, it says ale and the and here it says ale. So the Gemara asks, what's the chumra? I mean, Arayas you get misa for, and this you don't. So Chazal say this is nitnli shavin, this is not nitnli shavin. That this you give back, this you can't give back. This is shayach to the tshuva, this is not shayach to the tshuva. L'chura, why is it not shayach to tshuva? Because if somebody has a scale and he had a business and a lot of people came and he cheated them, he doesn't know who to give it back to. L'chura, it's not a special problem in midas and mishkoilus. If somebody's panos is a pickpocketer and he goes to his habit is he goes to places with a lot of jackets and takes out wallets. He also doesn't know who he took, what he took. If he took 1,000 wallets in his lifetime and he took the cash and threw out the wallet, he also doesn't know who he took it from. I mean, and the other way around. If a person opens up a store and the first day he has one customer and then he realizes scales are off, so he can't give it back. It's a mikra. It's usually a guy who knows a person who steals from, and a person who steals by midas mishkoilus doesn't know. But if there's a special knach in midas and mishkoilus where it's possible that there's no special knach in midas mishkoilus that we would say it's worse. Chazal said it's godel oinshin of midas more than arayas, so Chazal are pointing out that be'etzem midas and mishkoilus have something to themselves besides the fact that b'mikra you happen to use it a lot of times and it's less shayach. I mean, a storekeeper in a small place knows whose customers are and he could give it back to them. So I think Chazal are trying to point out something much more mitzad the teichin of midas and mishkoilus over the other one. That is that's the inyas faz the chumra. One more nekuda. The Rambam brings the halacha over here, and the halacha is that you're not allowed. He paskins that the issur is not using it. The issur is not at all, not even keeping it. That a person is not allowed to possess a scale that is false. The Rambam holds that it's a issur that be'etzim could be shaykh to malkis. It's a lav, except that it's nitin lishavin. We don't find any place in the Torah by any other iser that there's a gather of you might come to use it. The iser here, according to Rambam, is if you have fake scales. I mean, there's no kedush in the scales as if the Torah wanted to have very good scales. It's just that if a person has it, he might come to use it. Chametz on Pesach is the only one possibly of that Bayiroa Bayimatzeh is a gedda that the Torah didn't want you to have it so that you don't come to eat it. I mean, we don't dash in time to crow, but it seems to be a similar. And Tosfos says that the reason why there's a din b'dika on chametz is because le'badal m'nei. All isurim, that anything that's also all year round, we're not choishish that a person would come to use it. So chazer is something that is you're allowed to keep. Chaylov you're allowed to keep, even though it's karis, because people don't, if they know it's also, they know it's also. So there's no issa whatsoever to possess it. A nazir, because wine is an unusual issa, most people are allowed to. Chametz, because a person is not badal minei, there's a special din not to keep it. If midas and mishkoilis are that apostle, midas and mishkoilis are asa, so a person will not use it. If a person won't use it, that's that. Why did the Torah place a special iser on the etzim keeping it? Even if you never use it, you're over lois hasei. It's a regular lois hasei. It's a lois hasei of a type that you would be over in Aveira, and you would get malchus, except that al sanitin lishavet. So let's be misbein a little bit in the Indian over here. It's it strikes at a very, very deep nekuda that is negea to the mamish the yisaidus of anhagav hakadosh baruch hu and so on. Let's try to understand the musig of mida and mishkal and the bria. Mida, mishkal, we say it ein ke'erkach Hashem lekeinu, that there's nothing similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's value. Let's try to understand a certain deep nekuda in these inyanim. We speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, he's kol olam kuloi, everything is shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. That's echad. That everything in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashove, Mashve, we're going to say Lakotn, Lagodl. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equal. If you sin, you don't hurt him. If you do mitzvahs, you don't help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above any type of a specific quantification, qualification, or anything like it. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midas. Rosh Hashanah is a time of Midas Adin. We mispal for Midas Arachmim. There's Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of Midos that express themselves very differently. There's Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim. There's a shorter version of Teisha Midas by all the names that have been given by Chochmei Emes to different Adhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lucha Hashem Agdula, Vagvur, Vatiferes, all of those in Yonim, each one is a specific Mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the problem that presents itself is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many Midas, then how is he one? The answer is, the word Mida itself contains in itself the nekuda that is mekasha, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself in many different ways. And the word is Mida. Mida means a measurement. A measurement is the ability to apply a single standard to many different inyanim. So if I take a yardstick and I say this is the yardstick, this is the official yardstick for the world, so everything in the world stells itself to, everything in the world is compared to, is evaluated by, is described by that same yardstick. So this is a yard and a half, and this is 3/4 of a yard, and this is 2 yards. Everything, a mida in itself, by using the word mida, which means this, a measurement, I'm describing a phenomenon where I'm taking one nekuda and a lot of different things and shtelling it to. Let's understand it klapa de midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take somebody who is, he's got a complicated personality. He's very moody. Sometimes he's angry, sometimes he blows up, sometimes he's in a fantastic mood, sometimes he's friendly, sometimes he's distant, sometimes he's antagonistic. If the person has a complicated personality, I say he's really a lot of different parts to himself. And it's a get of love faceitsu abonim bekirbam. He's different parts of his personality, and they keep jacking back and forth for expressing themselves through him. That person is correctly described as being a person with different, it's a complex personality. It includes a lot of different elements that don't have shaykhah to each other. Let's say a person is a tremendous pedagogue, and he understands that to teach, to educate, to develop, you need to use different midas. Sometimes he uses distance, sometimes he uses kirva, sometimes he uses this midah, that midah, the other midah. Then it's one midah. The midah is that he's a pedagogue, and the everything is part of that. The nafgemina is, does he use midah or not? If there is a thinking person evaluating and measuring and saying they need to have a greater sense of yira, so therefore now I'm going to put a certain measure and of distance between us. They need a certain sense of ava. I'm now going to put in an element of kirva. If the person is in perfect control of himself, then the middles are, as described, middles. They're measured, they are weighed, they are cut, and the fact that they are so carefully measured makes them part of one anhaga. It's not the pshat, I have a bad temper, so sometimes I explode, I have a very friendly personality, sometimes very nice, and so on and so forth. It's one mitzias, one teichen, and that teichen controls the different expressions, and the medium which expresses this control is the fact that it's b'mido or b'mishura, that it's weighed and measured. When it's calculated and weighed and measured means I'm calibrating the separate elements vis-a-vis a common nekuda. The common nekuda is to develop the child's personality. If I weigh and measure every anhaga, klapi dat to'elas, I've imposed one control on everything. So when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and midos, the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are defined as midos for that reason. They're different modes of expressions, all of them measured, all of them modded to one common point. That common point has a name, and it's called Emes. Chosomesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's weight, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one point. And just like when we speak of different rulers have slight variations, and the real yardstick, the real meter, is that central point, that's the Nekuda of Emes, and everything else gets calibrated against it. So, in Midas and Anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in different Oifanim, which we call Midos. Those different Oifanim are controlled by, used by, and are tools of a central Midah, and that Midah is called Emes. And the connection between Emes between Emes and the particular midas is the etzem concept of midah. That is the way the inyan expresses itself klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you speak about midas hadin, so the way in which a person can evaluate that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. When we talk about people also, so if I want to take somebody and I want to evaluate him, I come to Reuven and I say, Reuven, you're not such a good person. That's not an absolute statement. Reuven says, how can you compare me to Shimon? Shimon is endowed with different talents than I have. Shimon is endowed with different personality. It's not the same. the only hechetimtza of being able to be dan somebody in be'etzem is when I'm dan him klape atzmoy. In other words, if I tell a person, you know, Reuven gave $1,000 to this cause, why don't you give this amount of money? I say, Reuven has a lot more money than me. The cause is to somebody who's a lot closer to Reuven. Reuven's nature is a giving nature. I don't have such a giving nature. Everybody starts out with a different natia, and for him, giving $1,000 is not nearly as difficult as me $100. That's what I'm starting with. So if I'm giving $200, I'm really giving twice as much as I could naturally give, and he's giving only once as much. Chazal say, just like people don't look alike, the content is not alike. So there's no way to judge one person copying another person. The only real mishpat that's emes is when you judge a person minei obey. In other words, in a person's nefesh, if I'm able to display a discrepancy mitzad is midas, that's where I can put a din on a person that is emes. Let's take an example. There's an awesome chazal. Chazal say that they point out two places that this is the ultimate midas hadin and midas haTochacha. It says when Yosef said, "Ani Yosef, ha'oida avi chai." So it says that dvayivul echav mipanav liuchul lanis loy. So Chazal say over there, "Oylonu miyoyim hadin, oylonu miyoyim haTochacha." It says, "Madach Yosef, abba koyim bad l'oma, oylonu miyoyim hadin, oylonu miyoyim haTochacha." Bilam was the chacham of the ak of the Umis Olam, and when his osain gave him techacha, hahaskin skant aschokai vayim aloi. Yosef ktanam shal shvatim haya. Yosef was the youngest of the shvatim. Vlehoyu choylam lamay b'techachai, and they couldn't be omed b'techachtei. Hadou dechsev layochla echav lanasay se kinul mipanav. Like it says, they couldn't answer him because they were stunned. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechiach each person for what he is, so let's try to understand what Chazal are saying over here. Yosef, I mean, it didn't say much over there. He said, "Ani Yosef." Chazal are saying, if Yosef would have sat down with them, and Yosef would have said, you know, how is it possible you did something terrible, and this and that, and where's Rachmanis, and where's this, and where's that, then he's the Katan Shebechav. Katan doesn't only mean smallest, he's the lowest of stature. In a sense, they were older, and Cheshavet than him, and they would have said, look who's giving us Techacha. You, Yosef, are in no position to give us Techacha. You don't understand us, you don't have anisyonis, you yourself have plenty to do tshuva on. There is no possibility of giving real Techacha as when he's the cotton Shebe'echav. The moment of Techacha was Yosef's brothers were standing there. Yehuda says, I am being Moisa Nefesh. I am ready to be killed because Ech Ele Lo Avi Vanayin and Imi. I can't do this to my father that I come without my brother. I'm a brother. A brother is responsible for his brother, and my father is his health is going to suffer. And Yosef tells him, "Yeah, you're being Moisa Nefesh. That's what your whole Metzias is all about. And you can't see your father suffer and your brother suffer. I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive after what you did to him?" He wasn't mechiach them. He slapped their words back into his face, and their face, and he said, "L'shitascha, l'dvarecha, where are you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asid to be dan, each one to be machi, each one kifi mashehu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to say, well, Anoicha Hashem Alekecha, and we've got these tremendous divine standards, and this is what we expect you to live up to. So everybody would kind of glot the eyes and say, yeah, but who can compare Yochel Kameini to Amalek HaKadosh Ani? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a Mechiach Kol Echad Ve'echad Lefi Mashehu. Each person kifi his own erech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will point out the stiris minei obey. That's what the cotton, and the same thing with the asin of Bilam. And that's what it says over there. Oichicha ve'ercha beinecha means in your own eyes, the toichacha is going to be in your own eyes, l'shitascha, not l'shitasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mochiach l'asid lovel l'shitasoi, not l'shitasam. There's a Gemara that brings this Nakuda out in a very different way. The Gemara says, it says a ger once came, it's Gemara in Shabbos, where you have all the vikuchim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It says a ger came, a whole list of stories where gerim came to Beis Shammai, and he pushed them away. They had all sorts of conditions that they wanted to do this, they wanted to do that, and he pushed them away, and Beis Hillel was mekar of them, and they ended up becoming frum and good and so on and so forth. The Gemara has a few strange aspects to it. The Gemara says that somebody came to Beis Shammai, a ger, and he said, I want you to teach me all of Torah while I'm standing on one foot. So it says Shammai had Amas HaBinyan. Amas HaBinyan is the measuring tape that you use when you're building a building. So it says Dochafoy. He pushed him away with that measuring stick. That was very, very strange. We don't have a record of Shammai working construction. Rabbi Yochanan was a sandler. Hillel worked chopping wood. It doesn't say anything about Shammai working construction anywhere. He had the Amas HaBinyan. He pushed away the Amas HaBinyan. He went to Hillel. Hillel said, yeah. And from that he was oimid amin adam lemakim as well, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Re'achan, Re'avicha, and so on and so forth. Another time he came, he wanted to be Kohen Gadol, he wanted to be Melech, and he said, fine, Hillel said, and he started learning, and then he realized being a Kohen Gadol is fraught with a lot of danger, and so on and so forth. That is the whole Mahalach Gemara. It's very, very, I mean, we have to understand something. Shammai and Hillel were the G'dayle Olam. The G'dayle Olam, this is the first split in Torah. The first time where Oymen and Tut Stadim in Torah is in Shammai and Hillel. And this is a Lishitasa of sorts. It wasn't just he was friendly, unfriendly. There's a Lishitasa there. Shammai, it says, the Mishnah says, Machleik is Shammai and Hillel, if Shemayim nivru tchila, Aretz nivru tchila. Which was created first, Shemayim or Aretz? Hillel says, Shammai says, Shemayim was created first, Hillel says, Aretz was created first, and Rav Shem Yechoy says, a Pshara. Shemayim was nivru tchila means, Shammai's Sheirish is from Midas Adin, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first thing in the world is a divine standard, and everything in the world measures up to that. That's Midas HaDin, the way we understand it. And therefore, Shammai's Midah was Amas HaBinyan. In other words, the thing that needed to be most straight, the most accurate measuring stick, was used for binyan. It was a plumb line that they used for binyanim. That was the most accurate one they could use. And Shammai's Midah, Shammai's Metzias was the Amas HaBinyan B'yadei. He killed the Amas HaBinyan. And a ger came, a ger that's standing on one foot, has no leg to stand on, he's one foot, something is not stable, it doesn't have a Metzias, and he chased him out. And it was a chulu, same thing, being a Kohen, so anything that didn't live up to the standard, to the emes of Torah, had no makom in Torah. That was the midah of Shammai. Hillel's Mida wasn't that it was easier, more trusting, as it was more foregoing. That's shallow Shabbat shallow in understanding that Chazal. Hillel's Mida was that only one thing is needed. As long as you keep one standard, mineu bei the emes will be nisgala. There's not any chelik of Torah that will not lead you to kol haTorah kuloi as long as emes. If a person says, I take on all the psakim of the Shulchan Aruch, then he'll do the emes. It's only when he says, if a person sees somebody being machmeh, chumri yaseira, and he says, you know, I think it's a chumri yaseira. What do you do? I'll go with the Shulchan Aruch. The person will get to the emes by doing that, provided there's no double measure in it. Provided the person is emes with that. So Hillel told him, "My son, Allah lechavat leisavit. All you need to do is in v'aftercha kameicha to apply one standard. B'meila in v'aftercha kameicha lies the fact that the reason why covered Adam is chashuv is because tzelem lekim nivra. And if covered Adam is chashuv, how could covered lekim not be chashuv? There's nothing in Tzuras Adam that demands av except for the fact that it's covered of tzelem lekim nivra, and so on." Torah itself, you want to be a kohen gadol. Kehuna gdolah itself contains the element that should frighten away a zar. Malchus itself should contain something. It's mitzad de mineu beishaboy. As long as you're approaching it with emes, so shamais mida, both of them were coming with mida sa emes, because there's only one mida. But shamais mida was that he took amas habinyan, and he applied it down to all the Yitzurim underneath him, and Hillel's Mida was that the Midas themselves, as long as the person doesn't keep a double standard, he gets to the Emes. Let's go back to the parasha we started with and understanding the Kudus. When a person steals something from somebody else, so it's a terrible avera. But there's a makom tshuva, because I have not destroyed the etzem sheirish of the inyan. I've simply done something wrong lefize. This is my money. This is your money. I'm not allowed to take it. I took it. That's an avla, and a person. It's a bar tikkun. So just like, let's say I enter into a database information that's false, that's wrong. So I'll get a lot of wrong results. If I enter a 5 instead of a 6, a lot of things will change. But it's nitin lashava, it's possible to change it somehow, because I can isolate the mistake, I can pinpoint it, and be attacking it. So gneva mitzad the gneva shabai, mitzad the fact that I costed somebody money, is be'etzem nitin lishoven. The reason why it's nitin lishoven is because the sheirish is clear, it's untouched, and it's aver. So even let's say b'mikra, I stole so many wallets, I don't know anymore who I took what from. So practically, I might not be able to do a hashava, but mitzad the etzem avera, it's not destroying the sheirish inyan. The Rabbi Nirin says that emes is the yisoid nefesh. That emes is the yisoid nefesh. It's hard to understand what it's more than just a midah, but it's the midah yisoid. In other words, If a person is lacking the deepest nekuda in evaluating right and wrong, is that midah, like we spoke about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's midah se'emes. The midah that corresponds to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of midah se'emes, is that which sets the standard. In other words, the nekuda in the nefesh ha'adam that sets a standard is midas emes. If a person corrupts it, If a person, if I stole a kilo of flour from somebody, so I stole a kilo of flour. If my scale is not accurate, if the concept of a kilo is, it depends if it's for me or for you, then I no longer have the midas emes anymore. If the problem is not that I entered a 5 or a 6 in a computer, if the problem is that the adding mechanism is broken, it adds wrong, then there's nothing to fix anymore. We have to throw it out and redo it. I'm not correcting a mistake. The etzem power of calculation, of evaluation, is corrupted. When a person steals money, he did an avla. When a person has full scales, then what the person has done is he's destroyed the sheirish of his nefesh that can be done right or wrong. Because is this right or wrong? It depends. For me it's good, for you it's not good, for the other person like this. If I say, if I couple emes to kedai, then I've destroyed emes. So when the Torah gave us the loisa say of having different mishkel, even ve'even, eifa ve'eifa, that is a mishkal. That is a midah that's mashchis a lot deeper than gzeil and gneva. And that's why it's put down as such. The Yalkut Shemayri compares it to ritzicha, in the same, to rotzeach, in the same way that a molek is, because a molek, in a sense, as long as a person's attitude is, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he can dictate right and wrong, and I have to follow, but I may or may not wish to do so, or I may not be able to do so, that's all recoverable. I haven't hit home at Etzim Nekuda. Amolek's Mida was Yodeas Rabbi Miskav Nimrodboy, Nichnas Le Ambati Roy Sachas. There was not the Mida of this, he destroyed the linking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, he's great, he's fantastic, but so what? When a person destroys midos, in midos mishkolos, he's doing exactly the same thing. The person is taking away the ability to apply HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Because avare, you have to give tzedakah. If I'm getting the tzedakah, it means $1,000. If I'm giving the tzedakah, it means $100. So basically, I've unlinked HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world by destroying the bridge between two. That is what Chazal called Ritzicha, and that's why they put the two together. The Isser, not to have it, it's not a Gzeira type of thing, like Chametz. We asked, why is it different than Chametz, or Chaza, that you're allowed to possess, or even Chelev, which is Isser Kares, there's no Isser. The reason is, not because it's not only, it's not merely a Chshash, that the person may come to do wrong, and he might weigh wrong. Possessing double standards, that a person have in himself two standards for right and wrong, is a hashchasa be'etzem. That in itself becomes hashchasa. And that's what Rashi means, that the makhisha zu es zu. You find in Chazal, we spoke about that people are different, and different nefesh of people is different. Yes, that's not a problem in itself. You find in halacha, for instance, there are two sets of midos. There are two sets of measurements. Certain things are across the board standard. There's Amas HaBinyan, which is the Amma used in the Beis HaMikdash. So all the measurements mentioned in the Torah are measurements that are correct, as specific measurements that apply universally. They're universal measurements. an am is exact, anything that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash in terms of a revius and a lug, and all the inyanim that are measured, there's an exact, there's a universal standard. That's Pashut. But most of the other inyanim, Mali Lugmav, the Mishnah in Kalim says a whole list, Komtso, Molochafnov, all of those shiurim, the Mishnah says, is Lefi Mashehu Ish. As it's all personal. Every single standard where the Torah uses a personal standard is the middos are personal. The Gemara declares there even what about the dalat, the makom adam being dalat al, the tchum of adam, is that personal or is that universal? So even halacha Shabbos, it can be personal. And somebody's going to ask, how could there be a lot of different Torahs? The Torah is given for everybody. You know, it's one standard. We spoke this week, Torah Achas, and so on. That's not a stira. Maloi Kumtzai is Maloi Kumtzai. Maloi Kumtzai is each one kefi mashu ish. When the Torah says kefi nidvas liboy, each person can feel his own nidvas aleif. That is something that is, it's not a stira, because Torah was given to each yachid and yachid, and it applies to each yachid kifi mashu ish. That is not a stira of in Torah. But if a person has two avonim that Rashi says a makhishay zu esu, if the person is internally contradicted, that's a stira to emes. And Rashi says that if you do it, Rashi brings Vaita, lo yaloi klum, he has nothing. You know, it's not the pshat, he has something, but if there is no nekuda for it to go back to, so then it doesn't, it the person has zero. You can measure and evaluate something if you have something to go back to. If you don't have what to go back to, then what you have is meaningless. So the parasha of Midos over here is something which is not only, it specifically applies to Midos and Mishkolos. But you're talking here about a Nekuda that is a very Sheirishtik Nekuda. You're talking about the deepest Chelak HaAdam, which in Avodas Hashem. Avodas HaAdam is something which is Shayach to each person individually. I want to apply it to the nyanim that are oimid b'faneinu. We're standing before the mea dinah coming up, and we tend to visualize and picture the mea din as being a time when Kadosh Baruch Hu takes out a big shulchan aruch, and he asks us, nu, siman aleph sif aleph, siman aleph sif beis, siman aleph sif gimel. So it's obviously not a very, very heartwarming prospect to look forward to, because we know we didn't keep also Shulchan Aruch. But we have to root them. You know, Shulchan Aruch was written by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's his standards, and we're nebach humans, and hefer tefillos and kippahs about how ofa nachnu, and kilul and atzarti, al shenatzarti, what am I? It's peseder, there's an excuse for it. We're Basav Adam, and with the tsaris and the nisyonos, v'chulu. So we don't really feel, and in a sense, justifiably so, we don't feel accountable for the inyanim that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev us by an absolute standard. But that's not what Yom HaDin is about. Yom HaDin is oilonu miyom HaDin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will evaluate each one of us kifi mashahu. Lefi mashahu is, that's a Yom HaDin. A person who absolutely can't get up before 8 o'clock in the morning. And the day he goes to work, he's up at 6 o'clock. That's going to be the Shaila. What happened to you on that day you went to work? Why is it you could get up and the day before you couldn't get up? Why is it that when you hear somebody say about you something disparaging, you get very upset and you say, I don't know how somebody can talk about other people like that. You know, it's terrible, it's humiliating, it's this, it's that, da, da, da. when we make a comment about somebody else, we don't have that feeling. The problem is not going to be the Chavetz Chaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to slam a Chavetz Chaim at us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to slam ourselves in our face. When somebody said something about you that you happened over here, it got you pretty bad. And when you go ahead and talk about something else, you didn't bother to awaken those feelings. You didn't. Where are you? Who are you? A person goes for a job interview. He dresses really carefully. He goes to the Amish Mahan Esav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He walks in as he walks in. Somebody once, a modern person who used to work for the Prime Minister in Israel, was once on a trip with somebody else, and he got up to daven in sandals and shorts, and this person made a comment, and he got very upset, and he said, you know, who says, what says? So the person asked him, can you work in the Prime Minister's office the way you're dressed? And to this person's credit, he was stunned, and he says, you are absolutely right, I will change. Do we have that hargasha? If we really believe that we're supposed to be standing in Flame Melech, Bas of Adam, where are we? If a person's relative is sick, we daven. We know how to daven. It hurts us. It bothers us. If somebody else is life is in danger, it doesn't. The problem of Yom HaDin is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu standards. It's the most powerful moment in the history of Teichacha is when Yehuda, the Shevet, Yehuda, the Melech of the Shvatim, stands up and he says, I am now being Moisa Nefesh for the highest of human values, standing up for a brother of mine and caring about my father. And Yosef says, is that so? There is not a more powerful word ever said of Teichacha. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasid Lava is going to do to us time and again. The Teichacha and the Yom HaDin is not the Teichacha and Yom HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands. It's our own life is riddled with Stiris Minei Bay. When a person studies for college, the things that he wants to do, he studies, he knows the material, he gets it down, he writes it up. When it comes to learning, if he says Keim Chayecha and it's Ayuch Yemech and all that, the person has loose and vague knowledge, no sense that he has to go put it together, sit down. And everybody claims, I'm not doing it for grades, and I don't care what other people think about it. So then where are we coming from? Why is it certain things you know and certain things you're okay with it should be sloppy? It says in Chazal that Lasid Lovay, who's going to be made on a person, so it says Malachim that go with him, it says Kiris Besa made on the person, and then the Gemara says Yad Kol Adam Choysim Boy, that the person himself will sign off on all of the accusations against him. What it means is, at the end of the day, what will incriminate the person is not what someone else says about him, even if it's Malachim, and even if it's Kiris Beisai. At the end of the day, no one can say Eidus about what's in my heart. My own signature is what damns a person. The Yad Kol Adam Choysim Bay is what damns a person. Rosh Hashanah is the midah that comes to the fore in Rosh Hashanah is the midah of Emes. It's the day when a person was created, B'Tzelem Elokim, and it's expected the core of Nefesh HaAdam should be midah se'emes, the way the core of Kaviyochla HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is midah se'emes. That's what Tzelem Elokim is. It expresses itself by the question of whether or not the person is capable of building in his nefesh a set of a genuine standards or not. What he does, how much he accomplishes, how far he gets, those are already secondary. The first question is how many sets of measurements does the person possess in his personality? How many